Welcome to Hope Talks, where we share inspiring stories of hope in Jesus Christ. Hope Talks is hosted by Pastor Margaret Michael and Grayson Willis. Join us for uplifting stories of triumph, faith, and the enduring power of Christ's love. Also, if you're in the listening area, tune in to 1470 AM or 102.1 FM WBTX to listen to Hope Talks every Sunday at noon.
Welcome to today's broadcast of Hope Talks. I'm Grayson Willis.
I'm Pastor Margaret Michael.
Thanks for tuning in today. And it's just Pastor Margaret and I today. Pastor Margaret, introduce our discussion today.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, it's so interesting when it's just the two of us. And I was thinking earlier, like, what are we going to talk about? And then I started thinking about what the Lord's kind of been speaking to me recently. And also, I was getting some things together for a retreat I'm doing, and Pastor Carrie had handed out at our most recent staff retreat a prayer walk guide for us, just to have some guided time alone in prayer. And I had actually made some copies. I told him, I said, I'm going to copy this and take it to the retreat, because it's in a great place. It's kind of a wooded area, some nice places to walk. And I thought this would just be great for one of our activities. And I told him, I said, it has your name on it, but I don't care. I'm going to use it. And so we're going to talk about that today. We've been in a life group session or study. This time has been on the ruthless elimination of hurry
by John Mark Comer.
Yes.
And it was funny, before we started the broadcast today, Pastor Margaret, you asked me if I had any thoughts earlier in the day of this, that we're recording this. Dad had stopped by my office and he's like, do you have one of these prayer guides? And I was like, oh, I have one at home. And he's like, well, maybe you should have one here for the office. And so that was kind of on my brain when you asked me what my thoughts were, having no idea that you were planning to use this at the retreat you were doing this weekend.
Yes. Yeah, that's that might just be the Lord. And I think in this, I don't know about your life group, but in our life group, in this idea of eliminating hurry from our lives, I think, I don't know what it is, but it just seems like there's not enough hours in the day some days, and we're busy. And if I know that we all have the same amount of hours, but we have to make some priorities, right? Right. Like, what is on our schedule is really what is a priority in our life.
Right.
Yeah. And there are some things that aren't on our schedules that probably should be.
Right.
If prayer is not just a regular part of schedule, then one way to make that happen is to put it on your schedule.
Right.
And I know I have a friend and they need to work out for their health. And so it's on the schedule. And if they don't really cancel that for much of anything,
right,
because that's important. And so I think this is along those same guidelines.
Yeah. One of the things I mentioned to you is that a lot of times we don't treat our relationship with God like we do with relationships with other people, meaning we need to prioritize it like we do with relationships that we care about.
That's right.
Because it's the most important relationship.
Yeah. Well, and so if I'm moving along through the week and it's Tuesday or Wednesday and I haven't talked to the girls, well, I'm going to go, hey, I probably should have a conversation,
right,
check in with them. And that's the same thing. Like, Jesus is pursuing us. God wants us to slow down and to give him, make him a priority in our life. And there's nothing else that can prepare us for a day or an event like being with the Lord.
Yeah. And oftentimes, even if I'm good at setting aside time, quieting my mind and not causing it to get distracted about things I need to do or this or that, worries of the world. Like, and I said to you, like, I sometimes have to just rein myself back in and be like, you know, like apologize to the Lord, but he knows us. And sometimes I've had to turn those thoughts that I'm having that distract me into prayer.
Yeah, like, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think what I have learned is I'm a little ADHD, so my mind does tend to wander too. And what I've learned is I have to have like a notepad or something. And when something comes to my mind, I need to put it down so I can let it go.
Yeah.
Because if I don't, I'll be off in a whole other headspace and the Lord's going to be over there going, hello, hello. So yeah, it is it is something that can be hard. I have a friend that struggles with that, and so she puts a chair across from herself.
That's good.
And so that she has this visual that the Lord is with her, like sitting with her. I think another way, and we're going to talk about this, what we're going to talk about today, is this idea of even how do we prepare to pray? Because that is important,
right.
You know, because I think it helps us get in the right headspace. Like, prepare your heart. Ask God to guide, direct, lead, and impress you with ways to pray.
Right.
Have you ever been somewhere and you just felt impressed to pray for a person, and then you find out later that they're really going through something and they needed that at that time?
When the Lord prompts you to pray for somebody, then do it.
Yeah.
Because we don't know what they're going through, or we might not know all of what they're going through.
Right. And we may never know, and it's okay. It's just we need to be obedient with that. On that note, I would say, I think it's really important if somebody says, hey, would you pray for me? Not to say, yep, I'll pray for you, but to pray for them right then.
Yeah.
And you know what? It might be scary if you've never prayed out loud or whatever it might be, but it's taking that step of faith and just praying. God honors that. I truly believe that.
Yeah, and certainly that is something that my dad taught me, was praying on the spot. And
right.
I like doing that because if I tell somebody I'm going to pray for them, in all intention I have is to pray for them, but I sometimes forget once. So
yeah.
Praying for them right then. And if you forget for a few days, and then I know for our men's meal once a month on Thursdays, we have these little prayer cards. So we have a person. So having that person's name on my nightstand helps me to remember.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
To pray. And so there's different things that I want to pray for regularly. And there's things that I pray for regularly or people in my life that I don't need reminders, but some things I do need reminders.
Right.
And I have different ways of keeping me reminded of those things to pray for.
I think there's been times in my life where I've told somebody I'll pray, and then I see them and I'm like, oh no.
Yeah.
Lord.
Yeah.
Even if it's a sentence, just, it doesn't have to be some long, lengthy prayer, but just it brings peace into the moment. I was getting ready to do a wedding just a couple weekends ago, and the bride was just about her wit's end. And I walked in, and I could just tell that she was getting ready to have a moment. And I just put my arm around her and prayed for her. And I could feel the tension leave. And I finished praying, and I'm like, how are you doing? She's like, oh, I'm so much better. Thank you. Because that made a really important moment in her life. It prepared her for that.
Yeah.
But anyway, so we're talking about when we're in our own, maybe in solitude. We may be walking with a friend. It doesn't matter. It's about our heart posture. And some, we might not know a lot of scripture, but it is amazing how when we pray that God will bring scripture to our mind. And it's good to, if you're going to have some time alone with the Lord, that you just take your Bible.
And if you don't know what to pray, it's a good way of starting to pray the scriptures.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes you open the Bible and it's just like, the very scripture that you need is just pops off the page at you. And that's what God blesses and honors, those times when we break away from the busyness and just spend time with Him.
Pray for the church. Pray for the effectiveness and in God's strength that He will use His church.
Yeah.
His church meaning not necessarily a physical body. Certainly you can pray for your church, wherever that is, but the body of Christ, the church of Christ, for His word and to get out to those that don't know the gospel, that don't know the good news.
Yeah, right. Invite God to help you see true spiritual needs of people who need a breakthrough. And be sensitive to the thoughts and ideas God might be speaking to your heart. In preparing for this retreat, I've been looking at some of the women in Scripture and the encounters that they had. I mean, men had encounters too, but this was a new day, and it was really stirring things up that Jesus had women that was following. It was, Luke 8 says, Jesus and His disciples and many women. And there's something about when we encounter Jesus that changes us, and it gives us hope. And we see that with these encounters. the Samaritan woman wasn't looking for an encounter, but the woman with the issue of blood was. Like, she was looking, she was seeking. She had done everything she could to, she'd went to all the doctors and nothing had helped. And she was desperate that day just to touch the hem of Jesus' garment. And her life was changed. And God healed her in community so that they knew that she was clean, right. Which was beautiful. Yeah. But what an encounter. That wasn't just, she wasn't the only one that helped that day. She wasn't the only one that had an encounter, but her faith helped others to encounter the Christ.
And she thought she could touch him and nobody would ever know, but Jesus knew, and he wanted to make sure everybody else knew because he wanted them to know about her faith.
Yeah, yeah. So that's his heart. I believe that Jesus' heart is to have encounters with us, to be relational, to have those moments when we know that we know that we know that we heard from Jesus. It changes everything.
Right.
And as people encounter Jesus all throughout Scripture, we see the change. We see them being discipled and what that does as they have now placed their hope in not in themselves, but in Jesus. Not in a religion, but in Jesus.
Relationship with him.
Right. Yeah. Relationship. I recently, it's amazing to see what those encounters, how that will change you. And I say, you know, we see it in Scripture, but we've been seeing it here at church. Yeah. When people have encountered Jesus and just how their lives are changing because they've taken time. I have a dear friend that was just baptized this past Sunday, and she does these nature walks and just spends a lot of time seeking the Lord. And doesn't mean that God has spoken to her every day, but boy, has he recently spoken to her. It's been beautiful.
I, during COVID, started doing prayer walks. Well, originally it was walks to get out of the house, and I just prayed. And now I feel myself, like, on the days that it's not nice weather, Lord, please help it to be nice weather. So and there's talking about nature. There's one spot on my walk where I can see in the distance, but I can see the mountains. Mm. And I love to just take a pause there in my walk and just, you know, thank him for his creation. Thank him for the beauty of his creation.
Yeah,
And to pray for the city. I know that was one of the points, was to pray.
Yes.
Pray for the peace of the city.
Yeah, I love Jeremiah 29, where the poor Israelites were in captivity in Babylon, and God told them, seek the peace and the prosperity of the city to which I've carried you into exile. Pray to the Lord for it, because if it prospers, you too will prosper. And we have a responsibility, and this has hit me recently. All of us, most everyone listening, I'm going to guess, has a piece of property they live on. Maybe they own it. Maybe it's been rented to them. But it is our piece of earth that God's given us to take care of. This might seem off topic, but it's not. My husband, we have some property in West Virginia, and he'll say, I'm going to go back and take care of the girls. What that means is he's going back to check on the deer. Make sure they have water and all the things.
Now that your girls are grown,
that's
you know,
right.
You have
he has
no
to take
idea.
Care of some other girls. And I would sometimes get really frustrated about that. And God revealed to me recently that he has taken care of the animals and the land that God has given him. Mm. That changed my perspective totally. And so we have a responsibility to pray for our land, pray for our city, pray for our country. We have a responsibility for that. And I think when we can get the idea that we actually have responsibility for part of it, it just makes a difference. When I pull on that property, it's a gift to be in God's creation, in a place that's so beautiful. Not everybody has that. Some people are in the city. But wherever we are, God calls us to pray for that area and pray for the people. And it opens our hearts, I think, to watch for what God will do when we do that. There's some suggestions. Like, it might sound very simple, but if you're going to go on a prayer walk, who should you invite to join you? The Lord, right? We should invite the Lord to join us.
Obvious one, but oftentimes we need obvious reminders.
Yeah, yeah. Invite the Lord to join you. Lord, I welcome you into this walk. I know that you're here with me. You know where I'm at. It's not lost on you what I'm dealing with today. And I'm so grateful that you're here. And then you already talked about this, but this time of the year, especially with all the new leaves coming out and all the new growth on the trees and the spring flowers, this is God's creation that he has made for us to enjoy all four seasons. But having a heart of gratitude for his creation, I think, is just another really important part of being outside on a prayer walk.
Yeah, and you said oftentimes the Lord will bring scripture to your mind.
Mm-hmm.
Well, listen for him to speak. Because of the beauty of creation that you're viewing, scriptures can come to your mind and you can pray those. And the next point is something that I really struggle with, and that's listening intentionally. I feel like I always have to be the one talking to God or else my mind will wander, but I just have to ask God to help me with that.
That's right.
To be able to quiet and listen to him and him to control my mind. And
yeah, and it is a discipline. It doesn't just happen overnight. And I think it's something that we'll always have to work at, because the world and its busyness just pulls at us. And it's just something that the Lord knows, and he knows our heart posture. And sometimes I go, oh, okay, I'm back. You know, sing choruses of praise or worship. That's, again, it's just opening our heart up to God. And, you know, worship, it's not just singing to sing. It is singing to take our heart from our earthly troubles, the things that are heavy on our minds, and taking our focus off of what's around us to what's above us, and to seek the Lord and to put him in his rightful place in our life.
It's an attitude of gratitude.
Right.
It's a heart posture. And repeat phrases like, I love you, Lord. I mean, he knows, but we can still tell him. I mean, if you have people in your life, they might know you love them, but it's also good to tell them you love them.
That's right. That's right.
It's the same with the Lord.
It's, again, it goes back to that relationship, right?
Yeah.
Are we having a conversation with the Lord? Share your heart and concerns. Now, sometimes we have things that are really heavy, and sometimes it's hard to express. Sometimes we might be frustrated with God. We might be frustrated with other people. And this is a time when you can just tell the Lord how you feel. He already knows. He just wants you to be honest. And there's something about speaking it that gets it out of our brain, and it's always good to speak it to someone else, but if no one else is around, I can tell you something that I've done, and this might sound crazy, but I have been upset before and just really in a hard place, and this is a few years ago, but I'll never forget it. I was really upset, and I went for a walk, and I told God everything I wanted to say to that person. Because I had to get it out. I had to process it. And so I went on my walk, and I was almost back to the house, and I'm getting ready to turn into our personal driveway. And I said, you know, Lord, I've been on this walk and I've told you all this. I haven't heard anything from you. Like, I haven't heard anything from you. I was still just really frustrated. And in a really still small voice, he said, have you forgiven them? And I'm like, oh, I mean, it was just like pierced my heart. Like, but it was true. That was my part. And it changed. That encounter helped me so much, because that was the thing I was holding on to, was unforgiveness. And I was able to process that. So what I'm saying is, hey, share your heart and concerns. Sometimes we just need to ugly cry and let it out. And God is okay with that. He wants us to be on his chest. And
he knows anyway.
He does.
So we might as well tell him.
Yeah. He meets us where we are, not where we pretend to be. Right?
And I feel like this next one should be before the, you know, show your hopes and desires. Maybe if we shared our hopes and desires first, then our concerns would seem a little, we'd have a little more hope about our concerns.
Yeah.
And,
well, I will say, this idea of sharing your heart and concerns, what happened to me that day was my heart wasn't right.
Right.
And God helped me to get my heart right, because I was not at a place where I wasn't having hopes and desires at that moment. But God just wants us to come to him.
Yeah.
He doesn't care.
Right.
These are just some ideas, and we can put them in any order.
Yeah. And I share my hopes and desires a lot. I feel like I'm being redundant with God, but I'm like, you know, I guess it's, you know, keep on knocking, keep on seeking, that's keep right. on asking.
And he says, and you will be found by yeah. me, declares the Lord, to the children of Israel when they were in captivity.
Pray for others. Our prayers aren't just for ourselves. Our prayers need to be for others also.
You know, that's so true. And I'm going to contradict myself, but I wonder how often our prayers start with I
yeah.
need, I, yeah. I want, I'm, you know, whatever that is. And that's okay. We need to take, you know, he wants everything, but there should be a balance. And so being able to see beyond ourselves to pray for others is so important. Sometimes we're in a place where we can't pray for ourselves, and I think we need to talk about that. Sometimes we are in a place where we don't have words,
right.
and Scripture says that he understands our groans,
right.
and like we don't have to have words.
Right.
We can just be still, and he knows. And I think it also depends on, are we someone that has a lot of words, or are we someone who has few words? That's going to impact the way we interact with God.
Yeah.
Some people are going to be able to be silent a lot quicker than
yeah.
others because they don't use as many right. words.
Yeah, and I'm sure I've said this on the podcast before, but when we were talking about not needing words, I think about something that my dad asked my grandmother one time about, what do you do when you can't pray? And she said, oh, Carrie, that's the easiest. You just trust.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
You don't know the words, because he knows.
Yeah, he knows.
He could pray our prayers for ourselves and for others better than we can even pray
yeah.
those. Because
yeah.
it says the Spirit, he intercedes on our behalf with our groans when we don't know what to pray.
That's right. That's right. And you know, like, what is the ultimate? Like, we want to experience the peace, the shalom of God. And when we are anxious, I heard someone recently talk about this, like, and I think I may have even shared it here, but there is, in surrender, when we can take and surrender whatever those hard things are and trust that the Lord has them, which some days isn't easy, right? But he can bring us peace, and it doesn't mean that everything will be okay.
Yeah.
But we can have peace in the midst of our circumstances.
Right.
And that is in this world, and especially now
right.
in this world, I know I desire to have some peace and right. shalom in my life. And I think one way, and it's like the final note on this, is give thanks. Have a mm-hmm. heart of gratitude. If you have never done this, and maybe you have a hard time, like find yourself in a tough place, being able to not just go to God with everything that's wrong.
Right. Yeah.
But have, balance it out. Like right. think about things that you can thank God for.
Right.
Like it's not all bad.
Right.
You have breath.
Yeah.
There's all kinds of things. The sun came up today. I saw a sunset tonight. Whatever it is that you have, like start writing in a gratitude journal and keep that close by. And when you think of something else, you can be thankful for. And it really does take our focus off of ourselves and back onto God, because he's given us things that we just haven't thought of recently.
Right, yeah.
There are so many things that we have. When we have little, we still have much in right. him.
And prayer is the heart posture, too. It's
mm-hmm.
us acknowledging and giving him thanks for even the small things.
Yeah.
Not taking the small things for granted.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, we can have big thanks, but we should thank him for the small things, too. And in those hard times, maybe those are the things that he can use to get us through.
Yeah, 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 that's right. Just some things that we can pray for, hearts to be opened, that they would come to Christ when he pursues them, that they would say yes. Pray for those in authority, for God's favor. The Spirit of the Lord is on me because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, to set the oppressed free and to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. Just asking for that favor, not just in our own life, but in the lives of others. Mm-hmm. Freedom for the captives, that he would have favor on people that are in captivity.
Yeah, and pray for the harvest. We were talking about this before we started. Mm-hmm. Pray for lost souls, that they would be found.
That's right. Grayson, we were talking about the harvest, and there's something about when we spend time with the Lord and when we have an encounter with him. And as I was preparing for this retreat, I was reading again the book, you know, on the book of John, John 4, about the Samaritan woman. And, you know, she had an encounter. She wasn't expecting to have an encounter with Jesus, but it changed everything. I love The Chosen, how they portray that scene, because she was very mistrusting, and all of a sudden she realizes that she's having an encounter with the Messiah. And here's someone that was married five times. Jesus said, you're not married to the one you're with. And he offered her living water. Mm-hmm. And what happened was she left and left her water pitchers and went back to the town. And she's coming back. The disciples have come back from getting food. And Jesus says to them, look, the fields are ripe for the harvest. In some translations, it says the fields are white for the harvest. And I thought, what is white? What's a white harvest in Israel? Well, there's no cotton. There's no. And so I got to studying that, looking into it a little bit more. And when the Samaritans went to worship, they put on white robes. And he was saying, look, the fields are white or ripe for the harvest, because this woman who had an encounter, one encounter, changed her life with Jesus. This is why we pray. This is why we seek him, because it's when we have these encounters that it changes our life, because we know that we know that we know he is who he says he is. And it doesn't just change our life,
right,
but it will impact the community around us.
Yeah.
That's why we pray. That's why we seek him.
Right. And I think it helps us in our perspective. We can come to him with our concerns and our needs, but when we put the focus on others and pray for others, I think that helps us in turn also.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
For sure. Here's the whole of it.
Yeah.
Just pray.
Yeah.
Whatever God brings to you, pray.
Yeah. Yeah. We, like you said before we started recording, we make it complicated, and it's not. It's just a conversation like we have with one another, like we're having today with each other.
Yeah. I just, in the last little piece, I don't know if you've ever gotten stopped by the train, and I may have told this before, but I think it's worth telling again here today. A dear friend of mine got stopped by the train one week. Every day that week, she got stopped by the train, and her husband had a heart attack at the end of that week and passed away. And she said, had I not got stopped by that train and prayed every day that week, I would have not been prepared for his death.
Wow.
Wow. And that is, like, we see things as like roadblocks. We see, I turned around the other day because I was behind, got caught with the train, and I had an appointment. And I turn around and I go up Main Street and I got caught by another train. I'm like, okay, Lord, I get it. I hear you. But yeah, we can pray so many places. We don't have to wait till we go for a walk. We can pray continually, as Paul says.
Yeah, and this has been a great conversation today, Pastor Margaret. I'm just going to say a prayer in closing.
Sure.
Because it would be weird to have a conversation about prayer without praying. So.
Amen.
Lord, thank you for today. I thank you for this conversation Pastor Margaret and I have had. And I just pray, I pray that those that heard today's conversation will know that they can come to you, whatever's on their heart, whatever's on their mind, that they can take it to you in prayer. And we ask all this in your name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for listening to today's broadcast of Hope Talks. We pray that as Pastor Margaret and I have talked today about prayer and the idea of a prayer walk and some guided prayers, that it truly has been a half hour of hope for your life. May God bless.
Hope Talks is sponsored by Church of the Nazarene in Harrisonburg in partnership with Sunshine Ministries. If you enjoyed today's episode, make sure to subscribe, rate, and leave a review on Spotify or Apple Podcast. Your feedback helps us spread hope to even more listeners. Stay tuned for more uplifting stories in the next episode. Until then, keep the faith, share the love, and find joy in the hope that Jesus Christ brings.